And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Joining us now for some thoughts on the weather outlook for the next several weeks ahead and also some updates on a new yield forecast. We are talking with Joel Widener from Commodity Weather Group. Joel, thanks for the time and joining us on the program. Hope all is well.
Thank you for the invitation.
Let's start, as I understand that Commodity Weather Group, you guys have put out your first of the season yield forecast. You guys have been looking at a lot of the satellite data, crop ratings, et cetera, et cetera. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you guys found with that first forecast of the season?
Sure, glad to. Our first estimate at the national level, we came in at 183.6, so a little bit above trend, but holding back a bit from some of the signals that we're getting out of some of the crop rating data, for sure, that looks quite favorable, even some of the weather data that would suggest maybe being a little bit higher than that. A couple of reasons we're holding back. One of the reasons is that our data, when we look at our history on these initial estimates, we tend to run a little bit too high about two-thirds of the time. So trying to factor in that bias a little bit. But also, the other item is we are a little concerned that, you know, well, we do have a very active storm track right now that's helping out with moisture, and we don't expect any major combination of heat and dryness to finish the season. We do think that it could be a little bit of a quieter pattern at times anyway in August, and factoring in that risk for a little bit of dryness perhaps on the tail end of the season, we did hold things back a little bit from where we might have otherwise finished. If we don't see that play out, if we end up with a much more favorable finish to the season, then certainly there's some upside risk to that number. But right now, we want to be a little bit cautious here just in case we have some less than ideal conditions here to finish out the summer.
What are some of the latest forecasts telling you guys? I know there's been plenty of talk about maybe some potential concern of some of that dryness later in the growing season, things of that nature. Has there been any major changes in the weather pattern here, by and large, across the Corn Belt as of late?
Nothing too major as of late. It does look like we get this little burst of heat that comes into the Corn Belt next week. We'll get some readings into the at least mid-upper 90s in areas like Missouri and parts of the southwestern Midwest, especially from the middle of next week. But that looks pretty short-lived, so we're not too worried about it from a temperature standpoint. There's good support for the heat moving back west of the belt again as you get out beyond next week. So I don't expect to see more than some brief periods of heat as we roll through the rest of the summer here. But the dryness concern that we have is some of the signals we're getting would suggest that we could have a little bit less active of a storm track developing as we move out kind of beyond next week into the very tail end of July and on into August. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be completely dry, but we are worried that there could be some areas that start to slip drier. The couple that I would point out, and this would be mostly out in kind of that 16 to 30 day forecast range, but parts of Iowa, South Dakota, we've got some expectations for drier conditions developing there, maybe parts of Ohio, and then particularly down in the Delta for the soybeans particularly, I think we want to watch that a little bit. They actually look pretty quiet down there over the next 15 days as well. And we keep parts of Arkansas, northern Mississippi, western Tennessee pretty dry in the 16 to 30 day too. So we could see some late dryness developing down that direction.
You know, something I should ask you as well, when you guys looked at your first yield forecast here, there's been some talk of some areas that had their share of issues with the planting season and throughout parts of this growing season. I think by and large, a lot of areas have looked really good, but you know, I've heard chatter of some pockets of the Eastern Corn Belt, for instance, that have struggled, things of that nature. Did you guys find any area in particular where things have kind of struggled throughout much of this growing season so far?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. We do look at all the core states as well, and definitely the areas where we tended to be the most concerned of yields at least holding somewhat lower, relatively speaking, than the belt as a whole. We're over into the far eastern Midwest, so areas like Ohio, Michigan, to a lesser extent Indiana, but we're kind of holding closer to or even slightly below trend in those areas, because we have had at least some areas of dryness at times through a lot of those regions that have, you know, certainly caused some issues. We had some heat earlier on in the summer that was pretty significant for part of the part of June in the Ohio Valley as well, that was less than ideal. And then North Dakota is the other area that we are kind of holding back on a bit. It looks like they may see some improving moisture here as we move through the next few weeks, but they have had a tendency to hold on to some drier conditions as well. And in addition to, you know, the weather patterns that we're seeing, you know, these potential concern areas showing up in, it's also in a lot of the satellite data where we look at the vegetative health imagery. You can definitely see that North Dakota and Ohio particularly stand out as being at least not as good as the rest of the belt in terms of those crop conditions.
All right, Joel, great thoughts. Anything final you would share or reiterate to producers here today, just as we're looking at some of these extended forecasts and more as we work through the rest of July and get ready for August?
Yeah, I think the only other thing I might mention is, you know, there has been a lot of talk about the heat risks given this little burst that we get next week. And I do want to just really emphasize that we are not getting any signals at this point that would suggest that that's going to be something that locks in longer term. And actually, the bigger risk, if we were to see an even drier pattern in August, which I think there is still, you know, some chance of that, even compared to that forecast that I described, would be actually if it's cooler and the storm track pushes even farther south. So I think that cooler, drier route is probably, if we end up with something, you know, unexpected compared to our current outlook, where we'd be the most worried.
All right. I know folks can learn more. CommodityWX.com. That's CommodityWX.com, the website for Commodity Weather Group. Joel Widener, appreciate the time joining us here on Agriculture of America, and we'll look forward to having you back on the show again in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you.